This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Many local clerks have started mailing absentee ballots for the November 3rd election to the more than 1 million Wisconsin residents who've requested a ballot. Megan Wolf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission says the number is already a record, and she says she expects more voters to want the ballots due to polling place concerns about COVID-19.
Voters do have until the Thursday before the election to continue to make those requests, but we, of course, encourage anybody that chooses that option to do so soon.
Under state law, all the already requested absentee ballots will have to go out by tomorrow. Once clerks get the absentee ballots back, Wolf says the officials are able to review an outer envelope called a certificate envelope.
They're able to make sure that certificate has all the elements that are required, and they can work with voters to get those corrected if there's any kind of problem, and they can start doing things like sorting the ballots, but they cannot open the ballots.
Wolf says opening absentee ballots is not allowed until the morning of Election Day. Wolf also told reporters during a briefing yesterday that the Elections Commission is getting reports of state residents receiving texts, mailings, and phone calls telling them they're no longer on the voter rolls and encouraging them to re-register. Wolf says people should instead check with official sources.
So call the State of Wisconsin Elections Commission, call your municipal or your county clerk, and they'll be able to provide you with the actual information about elections. Going to MyVote is an excellent resource as well.
MyVote.wi.gov is an Elections Commission website. The commission was in the news earlier this week as several media outlets reported a Republican member, Robert Spindell of Milwaukee, last month advised a Green Party representative about who to hire as an attorney after the commission denied the party's presidential nominee ballot access. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Monday the nominee, Howie Hawkins, will not be on the ballot. Elections Commission Administrator Wolf declined to say much yesterday about Spindell, other than she's not aware that he violated any provisions of state law. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.